The contest is part of the Yes in My Backyard initiative led by Design Buffalo and the recently formed nonprofit Designing to Live Sustainably. The group's vice chair, Allison Leet, says one of the main goals is to include people living near the site and across the region.
We want this to be a community building for the city of Buffalo. This is a very local space. A lot of people come to the Broadway Market. It's not just an east side thing. And this could be just as large of an effect on the neighborhood, and we'd really like to see a lot of input from all over Buffalo.
When they contacted the local owners of 998 Broadway with their idea, Leet says Cedarland Development was all ears.
When we proposed having the design competition, they were thrilled, and they just have been not a problem working with us with anything we need, and are very much looking forward to all of the ideas that they get out of this as well, because, you know, this is an investment for them as well, and they really do want to be respected as a company, and I think that this is great for us both hand in hand here in developing the building as well as working with the community.
The 90,000 square foot former Kmart store has been vacant since 2002 and was purchased 3 years ago by Cedarland. Its vice president, Kevin Dagger, says with a large parking lot and 5 acres of land, anything's possible.
It's an empty box. It could be turned into anything, so we've been working the last couple of years on finding the right people to develop this, and I think this is going to be our year where we have something, so we're excited about it.
Organizers reached out to several community stakeholders, including the Greater East Side Field of Dreams Block Club. Its founder, Michael Threat, says he's hoping something positive comes out of the design contest.
Actually asking us what do we need and what do we want, that's a big change for us, because usually anything we get down here, they shove it at us, and that's something that we've been asking for a long time. Listen to us. We know what we need.
Threats lived in the Broadway Fillmore neighborhood over 50 years, and the family he raised there lives nearby.
Our children need a place to be safe. My grandsons, my granddaughters and them, they need somewhere to go.
Threat thinks 998 Broadway could once again be an anchor for the area and help spark the neighborhood's redevelopment. The site's big enough, he says, to become a multi-use complex with space for community meetings, a gym, senior center, sports field, and ice skating rink.
I would love to see a skating rink down there because it gives something for the kids to do after hours. That's not hanging in the park, not walking on the street. And if they give us our police substation that we've been waiting for the last 2 years to go back into the Broadway Market in the front, I think that would be a big plus.
Cedarland's Dagger studied urban planning at UB and says he's open to all ideas.
So I'd like to think we have a different, you know, way of doing things. We want to keep the community engaged. There's a lot going on in this community. We see houses being fixed up, you know, businesses coming here for the first time. So we really want to be a part of all that.
The deadline for submissions is in mid-January, and Leet says the winner will be unveiled at the YIMBY Community Building Festival in April. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.